Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a, it's a Tuesday. Glad to get your phone calls and your emails, and welcome to the Radio Northwest Network. Glad to have you on board all over Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, where we try to supply honestly provocative talk radio on a daily basis. And, of course, an awful lot of what we've been talking about for the last year or so, we've finally hit that point where we've been talking about the subject of the pandemic and the China virus for a year now. And certain questions have arisen now that the record speed vaccine delivery of the Trump administration is now being handled or mishandled, depending on your point of view, by governments at the local level. And I thought we'd talk about that with Washington State Senator Brad Hawkins, who's a Republican from District 12. We invite the Democrats on. We don't get a lot of takers in that case. In fact, Senator, the next time you run into one of your Democrat colleagues behind the big fence they've erected around the Capitol building in Olympia, you could tell them, why don't you go on the Lars Larson Show? You get a chance to talk all the liberal nonsense you want to. What do you think of that, Senator?
I'll definitely put in a good word for you, Lars, and thanks for having me.
And you know the difference is, with you, you're a Republican, so I can be as tough on you as I want. And I'd be tough on Democrats, too, but I have to really be on my best behavior with them. Otherwise, my behavior becomes the subject. So let's talk about this, the vaccine delivery performance of both the state government and local governments. Not exactly something to write home about in either Oregon or Washington, is it?
Well, no, but I am excited that we have a vaccine. I think it could be a game changer, and I'm eager to get one myself, and I think for anybody who wants to get one, they should be able to. But, you know, the whole issue of vaccine policy is going to be really interesting over the next year or so, not only in Washington State and Oregon, but throughout the West Coast and the entire United States. But, you know, one of the things that was disappointing was about a week ago, the governor of the state of Washington issued his vaccine guidance with the Department of Health, and they issued a timeline, and what I saw was really disappointing. It basically said that some of the school employees could get vaccinated beginning in February, but other school employees wouldn't be able to even begin their vaccinations until sometime in April. And with the two doses required and 3 weeks apart, basically by the time the vast majority of school employees get access to the vaccine and get fully vaccinated, school's going to be out. So I wrote a letter to the governor with the committee signed by the other committee chairs of the education committees, and it was also sent to the secretary of the Department of Health, and we encouraged him to allow all school employees, those that want to gain access to the vaccine in its next phase in February.
Now, let me ask you, Senator, you have a better ability to ask the bureaucracy in Olympia, in this case, why they're doing something a particular way. Is there any thinking or science or anything else behind this planning of some in February, others in April, second shot by summertime? Did they have any logic or reasoning behind it at all?
Well, they claim everything is about science, but I think in February, the school employees that are above 50 years of age could get the vaccine. But as you know, Lars, there are a massive amount of school employees, and we're talking administrators, teachers, support staff, under the age of 50. And so I'm really excited to get back into the classroom and get everybody going, but to send our school employees in there without giving them all the opportunity to get vaccinated, I think is ridiculous. And one of the things that I've been urging our governor to do is let's inject a huge amount of local control into this process. You know, for many months, he's been issuing a top-down set of command and control Olympia-based directives, and it's time to allow the local governments, the local school boards, and others start making some of these decisions. And I would love for him to take the same approach for vaccine distribution. Let's release some of these vaccines to our local regions and let our hospital and healthcare professionals and local governments figure out their plan. I think anytime there's too much red tape in the process, it just slows things down, and that's what we're seeing, unfortunately.
Well, and I'd agree with you, Senator. In fact, I'd point out this. I suspect you're going to find the same thing is true in Washington State, although I don't have an example. But in Oregon, for example, Lane County has almost 400,000 people in it. Do you know how many doses Salem sent to Lane County for their 400,000 or so people? 100 doses. Meanwhile, there's another county that only has 23,000 people in it. they got three times as much vaccine. They got 300 doses. So it's almost as though it's not just the plan and the, you know, paperwork and which group you're in and everything else, but are they even sending it out with any sense of, let's send this to where, you know, the greatest amount to the greatest population, the least amount to the smallest population in proportion? But there doesn't even appear to be that going on right now.
Yeah, you know, it's just sure interesting to see what's happening. Fortunately, in my district in North Central Washington, my local healthcare professionals are able to distribute and get vaccinated almost every person that is, you know, for every dose that we have made available to us. But my understanding is it comes from the feds and to the states and then the states to the locals. You know, another thing that's interesting as part of this conversation is right now, most of the vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, required two doses 3 weeks apart.
Right.
And the first dose, from my understanding, gets you about 85% protected.
Yep.
Once you get that second dose after a few weeks, you're 95%. So, Lars, let's rethink this. Would it be better if we gave as many people who wanted it at least one dose rather than two? Because then you have potentially 75% of the population protected at 85%. Or would we rather have a third of the population protected at 95%? So
now,
I think we need to rethink some things.
That's what I'm saying, Senator. Do you think any of that kind of thinking at all is going on at the state health division? Because it doesn't seem to be exhibited in what you're saying. And that's why I brought up the, you know, early on, after about a month, the first doses arrived in the Northwest about the middle of December. And after a month, they had 200,000 doses delivered, and they'd only managed to actually inject 50,000 of them. So the other 150,000 were sitting in the freezer, and the numbers from Washington State were similar. And I don't understand at all their thinking on this. That, you know, I mean, I guess if you hand a resource to government, they hang on to it, you know, and they don't want to put it out. Isn't the whole idea get it out as fast as you can to the people who are most at risk and who need it the most?
Absolutely. And, you know, if it's too much red tape, let's just get it out, you know, in general. And I think we really need to streamline the process. I think the governor in our state would be wise to delegate some of the responsibilities to the locals. But
I've got,
you know,
a crazy idea for you, Senator. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Are the people at the state health division in Olympia may be medical professionals, but we're not sending it. We're sending it to county health departments for the most part and not to the private institutions. I mean, think about the private institutions in both Oregon and Washington. You know, the big hospitals, the bigger clinics, all that. They're the ones with the greatest amount of medical expertise, not folks in Olympia. And yet we're trusting the government to actually distribute this stuff that never would have been produced by a government lab, but was produced by the private sector. Senator Hawkins, I'll look forward to having you back another time, and bring one of your Democrat colleagues with you next time. We'll test the ideas on them and say, is government the best place to solve a problem or not? Coming up in just a moment, should we stop relying on local government to distribute the China virus vaccine? We're going to talk about that specific issue coming up next on the Radio Northwest Network.